And today's topic is denying ourselves. So far we have be sensitive to sin and emphasize a prayer, facing our trials and keeping our purity. But what today is denying ourselves is the, I think the most great challenge to us, because this one requires understanding of ourselves, willing to give up ourselves so that we follow Jesus Christ. Because everybody have own build up the identity. Because who you are, then later when you finish college or you get a job and you make the name card, you're like a CPA, a lawyer, doctor, whatever, you know, it's a name card. That does describe you. So that identify you. So it introduced to other people. If you want to follow Lord Jesus Christ, we have to give up all this idea. Giving up ourselves, it's a deny ourselves, it's the same things. It's really I can say it's a challenge. Let's look at the Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. And he will say to them all, if anyone wish to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. This is a very famous word. And this message also to us, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it. Do we know there is a young ruler came to Jesus, and how can I obtain the eternal life? And Jesus said, keep the all the commandments so that you have eternal life. The young ruler say, I have kept all these commandments from my childhood. And Jesus talk about the commandments. But this young man has a confidence because he think he kept all the commandments of God. So he's sure he get into the salvation is enough for himself by his quality, by his ability, by his status. He's enough to enter the kingdom of God by his, But Jesus mentioned that if you want to be completed, then you sell all your property and give it to the poor, and then you follow me. And this young ruler couldn't do that because he cannot give up his identity, because that's himself. Before he kept the commandment of God, there's a reason to keep the commandments, maybe for trying to show his identity toward the people, and also all that he has, his status, and also his all the money. This one is a rich man, so all that what he has is just describe of him. So he's already attached to him, his life. So it's hard to give up on all this to follow Jesus. So we can think about it. We say we keep the commandment of God, maybe. We pray every day, maybe. Or just we read the Bible. But if we cannot deny ourselves, which means set apart all this, our identity around ourselves. Really, these things is as a treat, as a merely nothing, and then we turn away, we come follow Lord Jesus Christ. this challenge. So this young man cannot follow Jesus. So Jesus mentioned, then Peter said, so who can follow you then? With man is impossible, but with God is everything is possible. And so the rich man goes into the heaven. Kingdom of God is like, you know, camel goes into the needle's eyes. Think about the ideas, needle's eyes. Needle's eyes is which no one can go in. Of course, you know, the historical reference book says, and there is a small gate, they're called, you know, needle's eyes. Even that, the gate, only just one man can pass through there. So deny ourselves is essential, is crucial for us to enter the kingdom of God, actually. Yeah, if we cannot deny ourselves, then maybe because we have a lot of accomplishments, maybe we can contribute a lot to the church, maybe. We are a very able person later, you know. We're maybe very respectable, no matter what. But if we cannot give up ourselves, then we cannot enter the kingdom of God. Deny ourselves is... So that's deny ourselves is a great challenge. I hope that we can learn from the Lord Jesus. I want to get into the eyes of needle, but so my own ability is impossible. That's why we ask for the total grace of God. So with man is impossible. Jesus clearly said with man is impossible, but with God, everything is possible. So the camels have to be smaller enough to get into the needle's eyes. This is the total grace of God. So needle becomes smaller enough, then lose all identity, we can say. Let's turn to Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3 from verse 7. Philippians chapter 3 verse from 7. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have accounted as a loss for the sake of Christ. Verse 8. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, in order that I may gain the Christ, and may be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the base of faith. Every time we read this passage, it inspires us about the Paul says the Spirit. You know, what kind of motivation? With what motivation he believed in the Lord? With what kind of heart he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? Exactly what he says. You know, I die daily. That's he. I can see that he's a true spirit. And also deny ourselves is. Part of our Christian life to growing. It's not possible by one day. It takes some time to build. When you look at the little children, as a parents, deny yourself, and that they don't understand deny themselves. The little children, they're very selfish. And the little children, they always know themselves. And so they're always seeking from the parents. Sometimes the parents get, you know, do not give them things that, you know, what they wanted. Then they right away turn around. My mom hate me right away. You know, my mom doesn't like me, so I don't like my mom too. You know, because their emotion is very react right away to, because they don't know truly the mom and daddy's heart. They don't know. So what they do is they based on the what their parents, whether they give it to them or not, based on what they request. If I ask something, if you don't give it to me, then you don't love me. Right away, judge upon that. Because that's come from their own selfish mind. So they never think about what the parents' heart is. You know? So they are very selfish. But once that they're growing up, they start to understand the parents' heart is different. Yeah. They don't want to bother the parents, but they want to give something to please them. Yeah. So once when they are little, they never think about to please the parents, but only think about how they please themselves. That's the idea. But once they grow up to understand the love of parents, and then I'll change them. How can I please my parents? And it's changing. So when we understand the parents' heart, when you become a parent, then you understand the parents' heart. Yeah. I think that's most of the... When I was, I remember most of the, you know, the adult at that time, they said, when you become a parent, then you understand the parents' hearts. Well, I don't know, I don't understand what that means truly. But after become a parent, then I understand the parents' heart. I went toward my children. I never be proud of myself. I learned that. I don't have to be proud of myself. Yeah. Somebody say, wow, your son is better than me. Then I say, oh, turn around and say, great, thank God. It's a great, yeah. So I call I should not talk about my children. It goes to Facebook that I have to repent to my children. Please do not put a Facebook, but I call my children and say, you're my upgrade virgin, sir. Yeah, so because my son is born in 2000, so you're millennium versions, you're millennium upgrade versions. So updated versions, remember that. So, because I like calling them because I like them. Because why? I hope they are better than me. There's a no myself when I look at them. Yeah, so I don't want to fight for them, so prove that I'm better than you. No, you're better than me is better. That's make my joy. So that deny, so we can think about the deny ourselves. Deny ourselves means to know that our heart is really know how to please God. That's our motivation. Then that means to deny ourselves. So deny ourselves is not, you know, you have here, then just killing yourself, you know. You have a hammer and the yourself come up, pew, kill it. Die! It's not that kind of thing. So deny ourselves is come from the understanding of true God. How much He offered to us is, you know, in our life. So I move by His love. So I willing to come onto the life of Jesus Christ. Come to the life of Jesus Christ. I willing to give up myself to you. You know, that's come from the true motivations. Sometimes we look at, when you look at the Galatians chapter 5, and Paul mentioned that Galatians chapter 5, verse 24 says, those who belong to Christ Jesus, 5:24 Galatians, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desire. It's crucified sometimes because it was a long time ago when I read this Bible verse. Then, that means I have to put the cross, imagination of cross in my mind, and then put myself, you know, I just nailed there, you know. That means very painful, I thought. It's very painful, I thought. Wow, that means Christian life is very painful, but I have to bear this pain? I thought about that. But it's not. Because you deny yourself. So the new one came out. It's not your old natures, but the one that came after came. That's why Jesus, the concept of reborn, born again Christian is not just, in the name of Jesus we baptize. New person? It's not that thing, sir. It's not that kind of thing. Born again Christians, sir. Change your life. That you are your old one. It's give up. You know, that means I want to be a new person. Yeah. With Christ, a new person. We're talking about that that concept, so we can say. Yeah. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse from 17. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 17. These I say therefore, and affirm together with the Lord, that you walked no longer, just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their mind. 18. Being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. 19. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with the greediness. But you did not learn Christ in this way. 21. If indeed you have heard Him, have been taught in Him, just as the truth is in Jesus. 22. That in reference to your former manners of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit. 23. And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. 24. And put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in the righteousness and holiness of the truth. So I hope that you, we all can be willing to learn from the truth. So we molded ourselves. We learn from the Lord Jesus. So we put on the new self. Old one, maybe, you know, this is kind of life you mentioned about. Verse 19, it says, numbness, you know, which is there's no sensor. There's no sense of God, but only they're seeking for the pleasure of this world. We're talking about that. But now we gain the sensor. That when we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, and that when we receive the Holy Spirit, we gain the spiritual sensor within us. So we know what is wrong, what is right. That's understanding. And so I like that, you know, the Romans chapter 7, that there's a two law within us, that a struggle within us. I hope you can struggle. Our struggling is to help us, the shaping us. So then that we have to choose the desire of the Holy Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5 mentioned that one side the desire of the Holy Spirit, one side the desire of us in our flesh. It depends on that you follow, that it depends on your heart to be subjected. Your life is changed. If you follow your flesh, of course, it's you know, then you may be happier. But it cannot be last longer. But also after that, this emptiness came. That's why Ecclesiastes, you know, the Solomon, he has done everything, really. Sometimes I thought, as if I become to be a Solomon or born as a Solomon son, I think my life was very exciting there. No? But actually not. Solomon end up, he find out, vanity. Everything is vanity. Under the suns, everything is vanity. He find it out. He cannot truly find out the meaning of life out of his pleasures. He cannot find out out of the true, you know, joy out of the 1,000, you know, the woman's. He cannot find it. So end up he mentioned that remember God. That's okay, we know that, so don't have to be open the Bible. So deny ourselves. Also Hebrews chapter 5, the way to we can deny ourselves is to reach to the, you know, reach constitute our salvation. Hebrews chapter 5. Denying ourselves, in a sense, is a true submission, you can say. Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5 from verse 7. In the day of his flesh, he offered both a prayer and the supplications with a loud crying and the tears to the one able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his pity. Verse 8. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal life. He mentioned about the Lord Jesus, his life. He came to this world. Philippians chapter 2 mentioned that he emptied himself. He emptied himself. And he came to this world like to be like us, a man. Showing us. That's a picture of denying. So Jesus mentioned that he came to this world not to be served, but to serve others. And give himself the ransom for many. That's the concept of denying himself. So when he says it is finished, some of the questions, it is finished. It is finished. He accomplished his total deny himself on the cross to open the way of salvation to everybody. So, is that the John chapter 12 when he says, it's a time for the glory, glory to God, glory for my fathers. The one grant to be alone then cannot be in a multiply, which means produce. But one grain came down the ground and then it came out, the beard, a lot. Yeah. So the concept of the deny ourselves is actually the gain a lot. Many people that we say give up something that we lose everything. No, we gain everything. So that's a reward. Yeah, that's a reward. Hope that we can giving up ourselves. Don't think that we give up. You know, no, it's a gain everything. So we understand. Here, when Jesus he have gone through this suffering. I think it's this suffering talking about his life to carry the cross, and then he beaten by the soldiers. He carried the cross. You know, he crawling up and walking up to the Mount Golgotha. Actually, he carried the cross for he died on there. You know. He have to carry that. And people are mocking him, you know. None of his disciples support and actually help him. You think about it, 3.5 years, you know, he already beside even 12. There's many disciples at the time. Even the 12 of them, none of them come to this moment to help to carry the helping his cross. To reach to the top of the Mount Golgotha. But he's willing to carry the cross. He knows that this is the way. Deny himself. When the nail upon to his feet and his hands. And then the thorn of the crown upon to his head. When all the things, he's willing to receive it. Why? Because the glory of God. This is the way to open the way of salvation. He knows that this is the given task from God. So he willing to receive it. So we can see the picture of the deny ourselves. If we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for the glory, if we believe in the Jesus Christ because it make our life to be comfortable, if we believe in Jesus Christ because we gain something in this world, we have to change that. Yeah. So deny ourselves is a true motivation at a Christian life. God is amazing though, and Moses, you know, when Moses, God led him to taste, you know, 40 years at the palace. I think a palace life is very good. Sometimes you watch TV, wow, palace life is awesome. And you don't have to do anything. Even though if you are, you know, king or if you are prince and princess, wow, you don't have to even put the clothes. Somebody put it on everything right away. Oh, awesome. Now I saw one Korean that's a palace in a king. Wow, even when he's poor, that's amazing. There's a special things. When he poor, then everybody say, congratulate the king. Can you believe that? Oh, amazing. Even your poor is to be congratulated by the, you know, surrounded people. I don't like it, but that was. But the thing is, that's palace life. Moses, he received 40 years. He grown up in a palace. But yet, it's an amazing blessing that because he also raised by his true mother, right? But anyway, after 40 years, he still has an honor. He cannot give up himself there, right? He cannot deny himself. In a sense, now, Christian sense, he struck him the Egyptians. So he digging the ground and buried them. And then find out already somebody knew that. So he run away to the wilderness for 40 years. You can think about that during these 40 years, what he has done. He become a shepherd himself. It's not his own people, the Midianites. He get married there, his life there. But after 40 years, God show up to him, the burning bushes. He calling calling him. I think at that time, in the Moses' mind, nothing. Have you noticed you learn something in your college? After 10 years, you don't touch upon your specialty. I mean, your major. You forget everything. If 10 years you don't start, you continue to follow. Don't you think you remember? Of course, you look at the book, the first cover page, physics. All I know is the physics. But once you open it, I have to study back. You forget everything. I don't think you can solve the problem that easily after 10 years. After 40 years, don't you think he gained anything, what he learned from the... He received a high education in the palace. Do you think he knows after 40 years? He forget everything. Then I say, why God just, kick him out in the wilderness, the Midianites, he just let him to... His life to be emptier. Just totally just, ground zero himself. This God made him. It's not he, but God made him. Of course, he made a mistake, you guess. But everything is according to the God's way. Make him to ground zero. So when God calling him, I cannot. How can I do that? But 40 years ago, I can do that. But after 40 years, I cannot. Even God said, I'll be with you. Oh, no. Even God angry to him. But he's subject to God, a follower. So the sense of the denied, that means we go back to ourselves, nothing, and then God's calling is there. Then we submit to Him. John chapter 13, when Peter, he said, I'm willing to die for you. I'm willing to give up my life for you. Jesus said, you will deny me 3 times later. You cannot come to me. You cannot follow me now, but later you follow me. Jesus gave him a hint. You say now you give up, give up your life to follow, Not yet. But when Jesus died on the cross, and when he resurrected from the death, and then after that he showed to the Peter, personally asked, do you love me more than this? And then Peter said, you know that I love you. I think at that time, because I thought about it, at that time, the Peter just very proudly himself, with full of confidence, he said, of course I love you. Is that kind of attitude? Or, because you asked me so. I know I am weak. I know when I look at myself, how dare I myself say, I love you straightforward. But instead of I say I love you, that in a sense I say, you know that I love you is better. Because you know me better than I know myself. I'm willing to follow you 3 times. So that, I think following, you could say, deny ourselves. When Peter, when he says something at that time, I think there's a spirit of the denying, we can say. Yeah, so we can learn that to deny ourselves. I'm still really far from there, but I hope that we all learn from deny ourselves so that we can draw near to God. And always when we come to the Lord, we can put ourselves as a living sacrifice so that our offering is acceptable to God. Hope that we have accomplished this wonderful, you know, given task, wonderful His calling, we can answer to God as a deny ourselves, carrying the cross. It's also actually for our blessing to be. Now we have about 6-7 minutes. We can finish this, no problem. Now we can deny ourselves. Basic principle. A. We must have the desire to follow Jesus first. Because we mentioned about the desire. Desire is... Please turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 13. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Let us trust that the Holy Spirit, He is within us now. He give us this desire within us. He is truly work with us. He wants us to work with Him so that for He really lead us our life. Let us subject to the Spirit of God, His guidance, so that we can... desire is an important part, desire. We cannot force anything to learn. Have you tried, or you're trying to learn something by force? Have you? Improve is very, very slow. Do you think so? Because you don't like to do, but because my mom say do it, so you do. Because my father say you do it, then every time you do it, so frustrated. Don't you think so? But you like it. Then mom and dad say, don't do it. But still, you're going to your bed, cover you in a blanket, and you still do it. Because you like it. Yeah. That's how we improve ourselves. If you don't have a desire of God, then everything is burdens. Kneel down. Read the Bible. It's so, so thick. Somebody say, finish with 1 year. It's thicker than the textbook. Even textbook is thick already. The Bible is too thick. You think about it, because if you don't have a desire, then everything is quite tough. We ask God to give us a desire. That's if you don't have desire here. I want to believe so. Everybody have his desire to seeking God. But I hope that you and I, we have a 2014 double desire. We ask for the double desire to God. Just like Elijah, he asked for double portion of blessing, and he doesn't want to depart from the Elijah. He gained the double blessings. Desires are precious; it gives a motivation enough to change our life, and to reach to the our goal for denying ourselves. Why did believe to follow Jesus? The John chapter 6, 68, at that time, many people depart from the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, so you also want to go away from me? Said, no. To whom? What is it? To whom shall... sometimes English is tough. English is really... Well, because you know, but so I just read off, recite for you then. It just says that, verse 60, it says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have a word of eternal life. It was a great, no one, this wonderful answer, yes. Because the word of God with you. To whom shall we go? Because you have a word of God. The B is the purpose of our self-denial to follow after Jesus. We cannot follow Jesus if we do not deny ourselves. Deny ourselves is like, don't think that is, you know, just painfully nailing us. So don't think that way. We should know to cast and the reward of the follower of Christ. Yeah. Because, you know, we follow Jesus Christ. Don't think that there's no reward. Once you pay it, gain is a lot. I'm telling you, once you pay it, gain is a lot. So this is a true investment. Yeah. Because the Jesus mentioned the piling, lay up the treasures in heaven. Yeah. Then because of the, why is it? Return is great. Return is great. Yeah. Because I think the Lord Jesus gave us with a high interest rate. So give us payback to us later. So that's why the Apostle Paul reading for the crown of righteousness. Because he invests his life. So since I have fought a good fight. Yeah. So waiting for this wonderful reward. See, it is required that we take up the cross. Take up the cross. Jesus paid a high price for us, the cross. We all know that. But this Bible verse hopefully helps you to understand better for the reference. We must take up the cross of Jesus. We already read, right? This one's that we, since we belong to Christ, so we can carry the cross. D. When we deny ourselves, we surrender completely to God. When we call Jesus our Lord, He has a total authority over us. Listen to Colossians 2:6. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. So here says, Paul says, that we, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord. That means we receive the Lord Jesus as our King of our life. King of our life, our Lord, the Lord of the King of Kings. I like this song. Our King is our Lord Jesus Christ. And we can truly subject to Him. Yeah, total subject to Him. Yeah. That God surely bless us then. Because we become a simple, a tool vessel to accomplish His will. Luke chapter 17, 10 says, after you do all the work, then you are useless one. You just treat yourself a useless one. I like the the spirit. Some of them, because you know the Bible verse is some error because the due days close, because actually overdue when I send this handout, so some of them the Bible verse is nonsense, then please understand, because that's a typo, we can say. Yeah, I hope you can understand that. Yeah. There's some guideline that say meditate often of the sacrifice, the love of Christ. This is really helpful. How can I build my always better relationship with my wife? Always think about the best time. Oh, yeah, she saved my life. Yeah, just like nothing like me, just as she married to me, then it's she saved me. I'm so glad. I always think about, then if the whatever, sometimes she says something, then it bothers, but I turn around and say, no matter what, thank you, because of you, I can, I have my life is saved. You're second saviors after Jesus. Oh, thank God, So because meditate is really help you. Why you take a pictures, you know, put on the, your marriage pictures in the living room and then in the bedroom, because you want to see that. It reminds you, to meditate you. The saving, the meditating is keep on just look at it, reminds it what how much you received the blessing from God, so you can remember His love. So that's how we can more motivate ourselves to deny ourselves, which means we get more close to God. Yeah, the more we can offer to the Lord, that our love, all our life. Know that Jesus died for me and not for the entire human kind. This is like doesn't make I say. Jesus died for all. You know what I mean? It's not Jesus, you know, discriminate. You know, this one, oh yes. It's not that kind of thing. But Jesus died for all. But I think we can think about it, just focus on myself. Yeah. But the most precious one is He chose me. Because He chose me and He lived my life. He chose me as His son. How wonderful it is. Do you know our status is better than... We all know that, right? Our status is better than angel. Angel is our what? There's a ministering spirit. Book of Hebrews says, so angel is actually on the last... They actually serve us. But we are not. We are the children of God. Status is different. If angel made a mistake, that's it. But when man made a mistake, God give us a second chance. That's why we all come to the Lord now. Yeah. This is a blessing. So let us remember that. So Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. This word is really, really, really good. And number three is that Jesus suffered, died for me when I didn't even know Him. Which means even when we are in the sinner, still we are in sinner, He died for us. So Romans chapter 5, this is talking about what kind of love He offered to us. This is a total grace of God. His love is unconditional love. That's why we call this agape, love of agape, right? He is knowing clearly whom, the why we believe. This is firm ground, our firm ground of our faith, we can say. And also because he's crucifying that. Be filled with the love of God in prayer. Prayer is a very important part. Without prayer, there's not enough inspiration, not enough understanding. They always would limit our faith. The shortest is the prayer. That the strength is thinner, and because our understanding is thinner, because we are very forgetful, so we constantly pray, we gain the strength. Just in the morning, you know, the message is us two, because our wing, two wings. Once we spread, this wing can feel the wind of the Spirit. Yeah. So that we do not neglect our prayer life. Throughout this year, make a habit to seek after God's principle. This is all just you know that, but as a reference, you can read and it benefit to you. Yeah. I hope that these five topics we have gone through this 5 days, also about your discussion that truly can benefit to you, so it can help for the 2014 your spiritual life. Let's pray in silence.